And over the years, we've publicised lots of events going on. You're very active, aren't you? You have got lots of things going on, music on the hill, you know, nature on the hill, you name it, you've done it. But this playground's going to be really, really good, isn't it, to get children there?
Oh, it is. It already is. Don't tell anybody, but it's already open.
Excellent. This is just the official bit.
this is just the official bit. And what's special about it is people were very, very clear that the flat grassy field where it is, as much grass should be left as possible. They really, really wanted the play area, but they also wanted all this lovely open space and their goalposts and place to run around and the children can use their imagination. So this is what I would call, have you heard the estate agent speak bijou?
Oh, yes.
It means small.
Yes.
Yes. Well, bijou also means in French, it means jewel. And I think it's a tiny jewel of a play area. It's got an activity trail for 5 to 11-year-olds. So they can swing on ropes, scramble over things, balance on things, bounce on things. And then the under fives have got a lovely fenced play area with all sorts of things that they can crawl over, swing on, spin on. And the best thing that I like as an adult, because I can use it, is a swing that an adult can get on. And then their small child or friend or child's friend can sit opposite them and you can swing looking at each other.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
Yeah, it's called a memory swing and we were so impressed. Wicksteed are the people who've designed the play area and it really is cleverly and beautifully designed.
And you've managed to get money from all sorts of places because it's not cheap to do these, so because of health and safety and all the things you have to do, it's £80,000 you've raised, which is great.
It is fantastic. We are just so grateful. The St George Neighbourhood Partnership, so a bit like a parish council, Bristol's got 14 neighbourhood partnerships. The St George Neighbourhood Partnership ring-fenced £15,000 for us, which meant we could go off and match fund. So with that £15,000, we were able to pull in the total of nearly £80,000 that we needed. And believe it or not, that came from waste. We went to two landfill trusts. One is Sewers Communities Trust, £50,000 from them. And the other was Veolia Environmental Trust, and $23,750 from them.
Well, listen, it all sounds brilliant. I hope you have a fantastic time. What time does it all start today?
So 11:30 this morning, gather by the huge industrial chimney at the top of our beautiful local nature reserve, which Bristol City Council are doing fantastic maintenance work on at the moment. So it's covered in scaffolding, so you can't miss it. And the music will start promptly at 11:30 and then a short procession on the flat to the play area, ribbon pulling and just a few words and then enjoy. And we've got playing out coming along with chalks and bubbles. And a play area.
You've sold it to me. Listen, I'm going to play you out as well with bagpipes. Thank you very much indeed, Susan.
Thank you. Take care.
Just to get them all in the mood. Bagpipes in St George this morning. And well done to Susan and all the people who work so hard, mostly in a volunteer capacity, to make sure it all happens. Hope it goes well. To celebrate the heathers and the new playground at Troopers Hill.